There are now more than 6,500 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state of Georgia. The city of Macon is about 80 miles outside of Atlanta, and journalist and university instructor Sonia Green lives there. She has asthma and has been staying home for a few weeks now, well before the governor issued that shelter-in-place order last week. Hi, Sonia.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. Thank you for being here. So these shelter-in-place orders are now in effect in Georgia, but up until a few days ago, folks really didn't have clear directives. Lots of people were out and about. Give us a sense of what it's like there now and the messages you're hearing.
It's really interesting. Yeah, the shelter-in-place just took place last week, and that really, I mean, you kind of see a little bit of turn of the tide. I use Instacart right now for my grocery shopping, and people are taking it more seriously. The shelves are getting, you know, a little more empty, so people are maybe stocking up and shopping more because of the shelter in place. But prior to that, there was really not a sense that people were necessarily doing that. But I will say there's also a lot of mixed messaging happening in Georgia, too, because just as quickly as the shelter in place was put in place, the governor also reopened beaches. And that's been, you know, on the Whisper Network, if you will. We've heard of, you know, crowds still forming at beaches and things of that nature. So it still feels like there is some mixed messaging, which might influence how seriously people take the order. But there does seem to be a little bit of,
shift.
There is a sense that people, have made a little shift. Yeah.
You mentioned the mixed messaging from the governor and other officials. What are you most concerned about for Macon and really the state of Georgia right now?
I am really concerned that there is not a sense that we're all in this together and that what's happening in one county is going to impact what's happening in the county, you know, one over. There's been, you know, not really great communication from the public hospital here. And so that's been challenging. Like some hospitals are putting out daily updates and kind of letting people know at least twice a day, almost, you know, about, you know, how many people are coming in and getting tested, how many are positive, how many beds, all of these things that we really don't have a lot of information about. And so I think that also kind of creates a little bit of a bubble for people thinking that maybe it's not as bad as, you know, people say it is, or as, you know, the media, as people love to say it is. So it does worry me that I don't think that there is a real sense of like people collectively understanding, you know, what the impact of it is. It just doesn't seem to be a shift towards that understanding.
That's Sonia Green, a journalist and instructor at Mercer University in Macon, Georgia. Sonia, thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Thank you for having me.